So Gurudev said that Radharani does that too. It's just not written about. So Uddhava said,
he said that in the class?
What?
Radharani does that too?
Not in this class. When Uddhava said that Krishna, that you're feeling separation from Krishna, and Krishna has sent me with a message for you. She's going to come very soon. So Radharani said, liar. He's already here. How can you say he's going to come? He's not immature. Why are you lying? Because Uddhava said to her, why are you worried? Come in. Krishna is coming in a day or two. Sometimes when Gurudev's in his trance mood, he goes in a duarte. Instead of saying in a day or two, he says in a duarte. So Radharani said, why are you lying? Here, have a seat. Why are you lying? Because when she sees a tamal tree, she thinks it's Krishna, so she thinks he didn't go to Mathura. And when she embraces the tamal tree, she thinks, oh, our life is now successful because Krishna Chandra is embracing us. He's not anywhere other than here. What is the cause? For Radharani, Krishna is, he's her only lover. He's Ekanista. But for Krishna, he has many lovers. If the cool air, that's why her love is greater. Because he has to spread it out. If the cool air is coming from anywhere, and if it touches Radharani's veil, then it becomes more fragrant by going into her veil. Krishna's limbs are fragrant, and his fragrance covers the fragrance of the flowers and makes the fragrance of the flowers seem dim. And when it touches, when his fragrance touches Radharani's nose, she becomes blind. Prabodhananda Saraswati says, when will I get the opportunity to serve the dust of this Radharani? If Krishna Chandra knows that this dust of her feet is on my head, then he'll start serving me. When Radharani, when Krishna's chewing pan, and Radharani gives him pan to chew, or she gets his remnant, and the fragrance of Krishna enters Radharani, the fragrance of Krishna enters Radharani, because they're really one person, although they appear to be two. Now when she meets me, she experiences happiness, and so do I. But if you compare our two happinesses, hers is millions of times more than mine. Can you imagine somebody's happiness is millions of times more than God's happiness? If I speak with 1,000... with thousands of mouths, I can't fully describe her happiness. At the end of this pastime of the boat pastime, and stealing the flute, and by seeing the beauty of Radharani and limbs, after so many pastimes, I feel something of how jubilant she is. And by seeing her happiness, I forget myself. But how deep her love is, I can't imagine. I can't describe it. It's beyond me. What is the significance of the beauty and sweetness of Radharani, Radharani's love, Krishna has no idea, especially her madan mood. He has nothing to compare it with, because it's not in him. Yeah. First, huh? It's not in him. So he can't imagine what it is. Like, can you imagine what Radharani's happiness is? No, because it's not in you.
They're one, but
they're also two. Well, they become one again when he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although she comes from him, still he doesn't know the extent. First, yeah, then it wouldn't. Huh? Better what? Who much? Better than either of them? Well, actually, if you compare Mahaprabhu and Radharani, she's superior. Because Mahaprabhu is Krishna trying to be Radharani. But still she has to help him in so many ways. As Gadadhar Pandit, as sending Lalita, as Sruv Damodar. Yeah. When Krishna sees Radharani, he feels something. But she has new moods in her heart. Anurag means she's always seeing him in new ways. Being natural, her natural bhav, it reaches the state, the highest state of existence, which is called yavadashraya. That's the last limit of ashraya tattva, or the lover, beloved of Krishna. And he's the last limit of the vishaya, the opposite of love, in anurag. The mood of Radha and Krishna for each other reaches its last limit. And about that, when they both reach their last limit, and then you're comparing their both last limits. Yeah. Then Ujjvala Nilamani says that Krishna has 29 moods. And as the Dira Lalit Nayak, and Radharani has 396 moods.
329?
Yeah, Dira, Adira, and so many. When all moods reach their last limit of anurag, when Krishna is the Vishaya, and Radharani has all moods in Madanakya Mahabhav, which comes to Swas, and the highest limit is called, of her mood, is called Swastam Vidya Dasha.
Her. Her?
Huh?
Her.
She forgets herself, and all the astatic bhav are at their highest limit, going to Sudipta, Pradipta, and when it's like that, that's called Swastam Vidya Dasha. At that time, Radharani forgets if she's herself or if she's Krishna. She doesn't know who she is. This is Madanakya Mahabhav. It's not ordinary. And to understand it, it depends on sadhan bhajan. Bharat Rishi is the knower of Rasa Tattva. And he says in Ras that the hero and the heroine are similar in their love and, in the love and affection between them. He said the Nayak and the Nayika, their love is equal. Nayika. Well, whenever it's a long A, it's always a lady. You'll never be able to understand it, I guarantee you. But here, Krishna says that Bharat Rishi doesn't really know Vrajaraj. Why doesn't he know? I don't know. He's just knower of Ras. But there's some specialty in Vrajaraj. In any ordinary Ras, the love between the two, they both have equal. Right, it's different. There's some speciality in Vrajaraj. Because the heroine is thousands of times more than the hero in their experience of love. With Radharani. Yeah. And he says, when I meet others, especially Chandravali, my happiness is crores less than when I meet Radharani. No, it's just Radharani. Yeah, is it all Braj Rasa or is it just Radharani? Well, the Ashraya always knows is the container of love. So they always have more love than the object of love. But nobody just like Radharani. Then there's some poem. Sodabham Slagaviraha. O Kalyani, O all auspicious one. This poem shows the superiority of Radharani. Something about her fragrance being more than the air from Malaya Chandan. It's more sweet than Padmaganda, whatever that is, the fragrance of the lotus flower. In the summer, her body is cool, and in winter, it's warm.
When is that?
Huh?
When is it? And in the summer?
Her body is cool, and in winter, it's warm. And your sweet singing is more than the cuckoo. And your fragrance is more than the chandan. Meeting you, all my senses are overwhelmed. So Krishna is thinking in this way. So he's concluding that something's in me that makes her completely mad to see me. So that Radharani who bewilders me finds something in me. So therefore, by seeing her happiness and experiencing me, a desire arises in my heart to know what that is. Otherwise, she wouldn't be interested to know what that thing is. Therefore, she's the cause of him becoming Lord Chaitanya, not him. Trying to understand, no one can understand without the mercy of Guru, without praying. Demons also saw Krishna, Dhritarashtra and Putana, but because they didn't have any praying, they couldn't realize anything about him. Krishna is beautiful, and the gopis see him as beautiful. But Kamsa is seeing him, but he doesn't see his beauty because he has no love and affection. There was a watch here. Only those who have real love and affection can realize, and they realize it to be him according to the extent of their love and affection. Duryodhana wants to kill because he has no love and affection. So Krishna's saying, I'm trying hard, but I can't realize what's in me. I can't realize her moods either. Therefore, a strong greed arises in my heart. I want to realize her moods and what's in me. But there's only one way. I'll have to take her moods, adopt her moods. How can I get that? I'll have to take the help of Lalita and Vishakha. Still, I can't get it all. So that means if Krishna wants to get Radharani's mood, understand him, he has to take help of Lalita and Vishakha. That means we do too, if we want to get her mood in our heart. That means Rai Ramananda and Dhruv Damodar. Okay, one man died, and his wife is crying, and others are trying to pacify her. Seeing her husband dying, they're also seeing him dying. But still, they're trying to pacify her. Why? Because they don't have so much love and affection. Her sister is consoling her because her sister doesn't have that much love and affection. She doesn't have a heart like her to weep. No attachment. Similarly, the mood in Radharani is not in Krishna. So for this, to get this, greed arose in Krishna Chandra. Prema Ras Aswadan. As Krishna, I can't realize all the moods of Radha. There are many. Many ways. Forget that sentence. When Radharani sees Chandravali, she becomes jealous. What kind of mood is that? And what kind of mood is in Bhadra? And how does Rupa Manjari feel bliss by seeing all this? I want to realize this, Krishna's thinking. He can't get any of them, especially Radharani. He wants to get everybody. First Radharani, and then everything's in relation to her, all the other people's moods. Sometimes he wants the Manjari's mood. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya exhibited the Manjari's mood. Sometimes Satyabhama, sometimes Dasya, sometimes Satya. I want to realize all these moods, because even the Satya's mood, he can't experience how they love him. He only experienced how he's loved. For this, I'll have to come in the womb of Sachi Mata. To spread Rag Marg, how one should perform Raganuga Bhakti, he put this in the heart of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. What is Rag Marg? The path to achieve Raga Bhakti. Marg means path. I'll teach them all so they can teach others. He taught, that is Rupa and Sanatana and Raghunatha. I'll teach all these things by my own behavior. Have what? He's coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he'll teach. He wasn't ready to give his darshan to King Prataparuja. Get that. I'll have to come in the womb of Sachi Mata and then I'll do all these things.
He did not accept Prataparuja Maharaj and Sota Haridas because they were not favorable for Radha Marg.
What? Is that what he said?
Yes, yeah. Prataparuja Maharaj and Sota Haridas because they were not favorable for Radha Marg.
Really? Who said that?
He did. That's what I know before.
Because King Prajaparudra sang Gopi Gita to him.
I know, but maybe just like Uddha was inside people, he made that prayer for the Gopi and wanted to get the grass. But normally, generally, she didn't have any Gopi Gita.
Oh.
So maybe just at that moment if you want to get the dust, and that's why he said it. No, I'm just saying maybe. That sentence that I meant to you.
So those who don't have rag, marg, sadhan should do vairi bhakti. There's no difference in most of the limbs of vairi bhakti and raganuga bhakti, but the mood is different. Always see towards your destination only, where you have to go. And don't look here and there. Behind, this way, that way. Don't waste time in making money, or you'll lose everything. Try to chant, serve in Sadhu Sangha, read deeply in the line of Rupa and Raghunath and Nityananda, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And you should know that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not less than them. Oh, then Aranya Maharaj asked, I could understand the purpose of him taking her mood, but what was the purpose of taking her golden complexion? What did he have to do that for? So Gurudev's answering, Radha Kanti, her complexion, is the same as her bhav. There's no difference between her body and her bhav. Her body is made of her bhav. How will he think of her if he doesn't have her golden color? How will he think like her if he doesn't have her golden color, which is not different from her bhav? When he gets her mood, he gets her color, her qualities, beauty, and everything. And then on the way back from this class, I was sitting in the car with Gaurapriya, you know, Gaurapriya. And she said that she thinks it's in the Prithi Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami is explaining that each bhav has a certain color. And the color of her, Madanaki Mahabhav, is golden. Like Baladev's mood, color of his mood is white. Therefore,
Mahabhav is gold. But Balaram is not
gold? No, he's white.
White.
Gaur Premanandi.